With Halloween behind us, the scarecrows can come down. And with Thanksgiving just around the corner, gardeners farming the land across from Turtle Bay Resort are looking forward to harvesting their bounty to share at their Thanksgiving feast. We spent some time out there shortly after a blessing in the garden plots, where already there was lots to be thankful for. Roxana Jimenez was out watering her garden plot when we caught up with her.
I love coming here and seeing the progress on my plants. It's very exciting. I was really thrilled when I got word. I'm a gardener. I've always been a gardener since I can remember. Just stealing seeds at garden walks with my grandmother and wearing long skirts with pockets and hoping that those seeds would take. And from there, it just kind of all started.
So now, where do you live in relation to this garden?
I live in Waialua, and I consider Waialua home, but it's nice to come out here and check on the progress. I have friends that live in this area, so hopefully they'll start keeping an eye on things when I can't come out as regularly as I'd like to. So.
Yeah, so what have you started here in your plot?
I started organic acorn squash. And these were seeds given to me by a fellow parishioner at St. Michael's. And I came here straight from Sunday school where I teach. And I also work at the North Shore Chamber, and I just consider this an extension of being part of the community and giving back. I hope to give away some vegetables that I'm as bountiful as possible here. I'd just like to see how this evolves and meet new people. I've been in this community now for about 3 years, and people that have the same passion for gardening. That was really my motivation. I have a very little yard where I live, so this is kind of an extension of what I like to do. I'd like to plant dragon fruit. Yeah, that's a fascinating. I grew up in the Midwest, so dragon fruit is very exciting to me. And beets, I'd love to grow beets. Those are kind of my two. The space is big. I know dragon fruit will really go nuts if it's in a good spot. The soil seems really good here. We're getting some compost, and we'll see what happens.
That was Roxana Jimenez tending to her garden. It's one of more than 30 plots distributed by lottery to local residents, hotel workers, and nonprofits. Ray and Magyar and his two sons, Sage and Devo, were harvesting the fruits of their labor before heading to the beach.
Okay, I'm going to give this a shot. With no gardening experience whatsoever, but I'm going to give it a shot. And
This is your family plot. You've got your boys here today.
I do, yeah. My son, Sage, he's 9, and my other son, Devo, he's 7. They love getting out here and getting dirty.
And you've got, Sage, you've got an eggplant in your hand here.
Yep.
So what do you think about this garden? Well, so how often have you folks been coming here? I mean, this looks, the plants here in your plot look awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. I come out, I'd say twice a week, early in the morning. It's about a 30-minute drive, and I come up here to surf anyway. So it's a lot of trial and error, a lot of patience on my end. Of course, there's been times where I haven't came up for maybe a week, and I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? And I get there, and of course, the zucchini is eaten by the bugs or what have you, but once again, lesson learned.
We also chatted with 7-year-old Devo, who likes to water.
My favorite thing about it is picking the lettuce and the zucchini.
So tell me, what do you have here growing besides the lettuce and the zucchini? What's
cabbage.
That behind you?
We have cabbage. We have
greens.
We have beets. Tomatoes.
Both Devo and Sage like it that they get to surf after working in the dirt with Dad. Kevin Kelly is with the North Shore Economic Vitality Partnership. The group's goal is to help gardeners and farmers network and thrive.
Our organization is an economic development organization for the North Shore region, which goes really from Ka'ava to Mokulehia. And when we look at what's making jobs in the region, a lot of it is ag, or at least ag is the sector of the economy that's growing. And so for the region to be successful, we really need to make sure farming is secure, and that includes having a complete supply chain where everything from seeds in the ground to harvest and marketing and out to buyers. And that's what's going to allow us to continue to have ag in our community and create jobs for people who live here. The conservation easement from the Turtle Bay settlement has been a high point, let's say, and it's the foundation of where we're working from now. And so the commitment by Blackstone in agriculture here is really important to us because we're starting to work with farmers on issues around food safety and accessing new markets. So how we all work together in that ecosystem, and the hotel in particular being a big buyer of produce, you know, how do we make that immediate link between the Malpa Ag Lands in Turtle Bay and what tourists are eating in the hotels at Turtle Bay?
So your little plot here, what have you got going?
We have less weeds now than we had this morning, and we're putting
good job.
Thank you. Yeah, we're putting in some cover crop right now. We're going to start small. Our goal is really just to interface with Turtle Bay and the community more deeply. We work with farmers almost exclusively, and we need to broaden our reach as a community economic development organization.
And we're just in a small area here, but we're kind of surrounded by farmers, and that's who you're trying to connect with to help them get their produce to market and make a living out here.
Right, and it's a real challenge for farmers to find new markets, mainly because they're small farmers. They grow 10 acres, 15 acres, so they don't have the consistency and the quantities that most larger buyers need. So they may service some restaurants fairly regularly, but mostly it's roadside stands and farmers markets, because they're not really together. And that's where we think a food aggregation facility would really be beneficial to the region. We have a committee working right now to vision what a food hub would look like for the region. And the way we see it right now, what's coming out in this group is that, of course, we have this service to farmers where you aggregate produce and you can sell it into larger markets. You can open new markets for farmers. And then, of course, being on the North Shore, the community engagement in agriculture is critical. So we really want this facility to be a place for the community to come together around agriculture, whether it's cooking classes or educational kinds of things. So it needs to kind of fulfill those three objectives at this point.
We were here talking with Rain's family, and it's impressive what they've done just in 2 months.
It's beautiful, and you know, he's way out in front of everybody else, and I've seen some of the other community gardens in the state, and I'm looking 6 months down the line, and I think you're going to see a lot of food coming off this little piece of land. And I think that's a take home for a lot of people, that even with a little piece of land, you can grow quite a bit of food. And although people scoff at the state doubling its food supply, it's actually small farms that are going to be able to make that happen. They're the ones that have more land under lease than they're planting on. They're the ones with sufficient market access can easily double the amount of food they're growing. It is a model, and it really goes to resiliency in the state as well. It doesn't take a lot of land to grow a lot of food, and bringing it together, getting farmers to work, not necessarily together, but in conjunction with each other, we can really address a lot of these shortcomings that we have.
Pona Correa is the assistant farm manager for the Turtle Bay Malka Lands. She explains why this community garden may operate a little differently than other spots on Oahu.
We're not going to be doing any fencing in between. We want to let our gardeners decide what they want to do with their plots. And everyone's kind of in the starting stages. We do have some folks who have some flourishing gardens like Rain, and some folks are just getting themselves started. We have a lot of folks who are currently buying their irrigation, so they're doing it a little bit different. They're gonna get all of their materials first and then put their plants into the ground afterward. We have some folks who are still drawing out their plots and thinking about what plants they wanna grow. And we have one person on our planning committee who is thinking about how to set up a water system using reusable water and potentially doing some hydroponics on their plot. And so, yeah, it's exciting. We have a lot of great people.
So what happens here could be a little bit different than what we may be familiar with in other community gardens.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, there's also even talks of us getting some bees to put next to the gardens, honeybees, which is going to be great for everyone. I mean, it'll be nice to have the bees around.
What's the hope eventually for some of the produce that comes out of here?
Definitely for use at our farmers market. So we do have a small farm stand on the side of the road right now. There We are planning on revamping that and making it a little bit better, making parking a little bit better. And so we're hoping to put a specific, I guess, section of the farmers market for our community gardeners to use as a space to sell their products and provide products to the community. And there is potential for them to provide stuff to the resort, which we're very, very thankful that Turtle Bay is so excited about this and being so supportive, all of the planning and the conversations. So there's lots and lots of potential. They're even talking about potentially providing a second community garden. It's exciting. And we had over 200 applicants for our first lottery. So there's definitely a need and a want in the community, and Turtle Bay is fully supporting that.
So you initially were offering 30 plots, but now I think it's 32, is that right?
It is 32. So we were lucky when Nohonani Landscape came in and created the plots for us, they did make a couple of extras. So it was a nice surprise to provide two more plots to the community. And then we also have, it's actually 34 altogether, because we do have two additional plots that's going to be used as a nursery, and we're going to be having native plants grown on those two plots, and as they grow out, they'll be planted out in the landscaping around this area.
And so what about pests? Will there be a way that farmers can tap into some expertise, based on what they're struggling with in their gardens?
Yes. So actually, one of our project managers, Keone Campbell, he used to work in pest solution control. And so he is currently figuring out the best organic method for us to use to control some of the pests that we're seeing out here right now. On the farm, it's in its entirety, all the 400 some odd acres. We'd like to see a lot of regenerative agriculture happening in the next few coming years. And that includes the gardens as well.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a heck of a Thanksgiving.
Lots of veggies, maybe not so many turkeys, but it'll be good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Blessed with bounty for the holiday table, the resort is partnered with Pono Pacific for its ag expertise. Check our website for pictures of the Turtle Bay Resort Gardens.